Jordan, just how would you describe the emotions that you were going through tonight?
Emotions were pretty normal, pretty stable. Excited to be back. Felt pretty familiar, so it's good.
How much did that tribute video mean to you?
It was dope. To kind of look back on the 4 years, everything we've accomplished. It was really cool, really special.
There was a lot of hype around here about you coming back. I don't know what it was like in Washington, but is there a part of you that's maybe relieved, glad that this is over now and you can move on with the rest of the season?
This is what we signed up for a very long time ago. Embrace it. Cherish it. Great group over there. I was able to see a lot of cool people, talk to them, catch up. But got another game in a couple days to get back to our schedule, and then just keep trying to win games.
Has this been on your mind much leading up to this?
No, not actually. I'm kind of like a be in the present type of guy, focus on the task at hand. The day before, I probably talked about it the most that I've talked about or got questions about it the most. But just try to come in, you know, even keel, be very appreciative, grateful of the moment, everything that I've accomplished here. Embrace it and go out there and compete against, you know, some of my close friends and other teammates. It was cool.
On the big screen and being recognized for everything you've done.
Yeah.
Did that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, it was really special. Thankful for Dub Nation. Not many people can say they got a ring here. It's pretty cool, pretty special. Definitely something I'll remember. Yeah.
Jordan, saw you signing autographs after. I think you made someone cry, by the way.
Yeah.
To see that reception from fans here. What effect does that have for you this time in the season? You guys are kind of grinding. It's about to be January. Kind of
yeah.
Solid, but those memories you can kind of keep?
Definitely. It's pretty special. I mean, just to have people just be so emotional about that kind of shows my impact that I've had here, which is really cool, especially starting off my career early at the highest level, win a championship, play with a lot of Hall of Famers. But I really embraced myself with Dub Nation and submerged myself with them throughout my tenure here. And it's pretty special just to see that I got the love back, for sure.
That was a lot of love that you got.
Yeah.
That was a standing ovation.
Yeah.
How much more did it mean to you to see that level of outpouring from the whole arena?
It's just special. I mean, there's not really too many words I can put other than that. That's really all it is. Put a bow on top of it.
During your warm-up, I happened to catch when you passed the ball to a few guys on the
sideline. Yeah.
Those three little boys were from Israel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they had Denny jerseys on. Yeah, they had Denny jerseys on. Anytime I get to interact with the fans, especially when they're so close to the sideline, and whether it's me throwing them the ball or them giving me a pass or an assist or taking a picture, that's stuff that they remember. I know that's something that I remember if I was a kid and had the opportunity to be so close. So. Just be genuine, authentic, and embrace the moment as best as possible.
Coach said he's seen some improvements from you over the last couple of games. What do you think has been different?
Coach West? Just trying to compete, build the foundation of the team, be competitive, try to play the ball the right way. But over the course of the season, just try to get better each and every day. I think that's our motto. Win or lose, find a way to learn. Go back to the drawing board, just continue to compete, and just keep building.
Swap jerseys after the game with Loon. Why Loon?
Make sure that cheat is. I just want to say, y'all see it. This goes way back. Like, my freshman year, I played against Loon, and he gave us 40. Won the city championship. But that's he's been my right-hand man ever since then, and he's the closest person that I'm the closest with him, and He's always had my back. I love that guy. So I told him as soon as I saw him, I need the jersey. But we talk all the time and we chop it up. That relationship means a lot to me just because he helped me my entire time here, and he helped me grow. So shout out to him.
Will your jersey fit him?
Hell no. You see them shoulders you got? No, sir. Yeah, they got another Wisconsin guy over there. Talked to him a little bit. Anytime you get somebody from the city, from the state, hometown, you always want to root for him, always want to cheer for him. So it was cool. It was cool. I told him to make sure that they take care of him over there.
It looked like you and Steve had a big embrace after the game, too. What did that moment mean for you?
It was dope. It was cool. Went over there, went to talk to him. Exchanged a couple messages prior. Classy, professional. Said a few words. Just really good to see everybody. See those guys, see coach, see the coaching staff, training staff, security, fans, media people, everybody. It was really good to see them. So, great group.